Good afternoon and welcome to Naka Online Radio Hourly News with Tsetsawa Musibudi, Lady A. Today's headlines are: SALGA Limpopo Chairperson Councillor Pule Shai has handed over PPEs to the Waterberg District and Musina Local Municipality. Khoshi Mampuru III has passed away. Faith accused in murder of former Eastern Cape Police Commissioner's wife abandons bail. Employees of SALGA in all the nine provinces made a contribution of just over 1.5 million to the Solidarity Tree Fund, which was then used to purchase PPEs to support municipal frontline workers. In the hotspot municipality across the country, 8 people killed in head-on collision in Eastern Cape. The tragedy occurred on Tuesday. Western Cape restriction as COVID-19 cases decline. There's been a 19% drop in cases in Cape Town and 18% reduction in rural cases. A 24-year-old man has appeared briefly in court in connection with the murder of the wife and daughter-in-law of former Eastern Cape Police Commissioner Wilson Toba. The Pedi Mamune royal family is mourning the passing on of His Majesty Khoshi Mampuru Billy Mampuru III, this after a short illness. The late Khoshi Mampuru III is known for hosting annual commemorative event at Mamune that celebrates and honors the memory of the slain Khoshi Mampuru II, who was executed by the colonial powers of the apartheid government. Recap of the news. SALGA Limpopo Chairperson Councillor Pule Shai has handed over PPEs to the Waterberg District and Musina Local Municipality. Khoshi Mampuru III has passed away. Faith Acosta, accused in murder of former Eastern Cape Police Commissioner's wife, abandons bail. Thank you.